No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Dennis, for show number three here at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. It is the spring break of aviation, so large, so big. We've done several shows. I think we're going to be pushing into five shows, I think, this year from Sun and Fun, because there's so much being announced, so many new planes, manufacturer stuff, software, and which brings us to our first guest today, Jesse. From Fly Like a Local. You can check it out, flylikealocal.com. It's a new app. Is that right, Jesse?
Yes. So it's a new app that just kind of came in about 2022 and up and running 2023.
And basically, you can sign up and use this app to connect with fellow pilots all around the country. And basically, I don't know, it's better than reviews. It's just like going pilot to pilot. Like, you have a problem at a particular airport you've never been to. I'm sure a local FBO might be able to help you out, but this would be a little bit more personable, I guess. Is that it?
Correct, yeah. This is more personable experiences with direct messaging capabilities.
And so kind of like a social app to bring pilots together. I know Dennis has already taken a look at it. What would you call it, Dennis? What do you see?
It's not really truly social media, but it's like I'm looking for somebody at the local airport that maybe has specific information. Hey, what's the best FBO to use? Where's the nearest toilets? Who's got the best barbecue nearby? You could literally talk to the locals and find out all of the inside scoop that you don't get from looking in the comments section of the traditional applications or in the flight directories and things like that. So this is giving you the option to talk to that local pilot who's in the know and say, hey, yeah, you want to go out, exit D and take a right down there and look for this guy. That'll take care of your problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like here at Sun and Fun. I mean, I know you're down from Ohio, right? And yep. This is your first Sun and Fun. If you had Fly Like a Local app ready to go, it's still relatively new. They could tell you, hey, this has the best barbecue at, Runway A at Sun and Fun or something, because there's several of them here, Jesse. You hear what I'm saying? It's hard to decipher which one deserves your money.
Absolutely, yeah. It's very good for local contact information to get kind of the tips and the secrets of the local airports.
So what do you fly up there in Ohio? You said you were a pilot in training before we went on the air and got wrapped up with this project, but you're a pilot in training like me, right? Have you been doing it for like 15 years like me?
No, I just started about 2 years ago. I'm trying to transition career. So right now I just rent the airplane schools, so just 172s for now. But I'm looking into purchasing a Mooney when I get back in town.
He's going to be a fellow Mooniac. Well, Dennis is, and don't let that dissuade you, but I don't know. Dennis, what do you think?
I was going to say, he's a man of culture, and it shows in his choice of airplanes.
Yeah. What drew you to the Mooney, by the way?
Peer pressure.
As it does. I'm a Mooniac. You should be a Mooniac, too, right?
Yeah, basically. I got a couple good friends there at Moraine, and they just purchased it, and they're looking for a third, so they've peer pressured me into it.
And you've got them all on this Fly Like a Local app as well, I assume, right?
Yeah, they're on there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about how this thing works. You go to flylikealocal.com. You sign up online or via the app on the App Store or both or what?
Yeah, so you can get on, right now it's available on Apple products. So you go on to the Play Store there and you download the app, and it's in the App Store.
Yeah.
And you get on there, you download the app, and you subscribe to it, and that gets you the access to communicate with other subscribers in the area, the local contacts.
Gotcha. And so you just become a member of the club, so to speak, and that gives you access to these fellow pilots that can lead you in the right direction and set you on your way if you have to deviate, especially, like you said, if you ended up coming into town, like you're flying down from Ohio here to Lakeland, Florida, and you have to deviate because of weather and had to take a stop. You've never been there before. You can just look it up in the app and call Joe who's part of the system as well, and like, yeah, go to this restaurant, go get some piece of key lime pie at this place, that kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly. Like I said earlier, it started from a maintenance emergency, and he really needed assistance quickly, and so that's where the app came from. So it's good for that, to get the resources you need in a timely fashion.
What do you hope to accomplish here at Sun and Fun, by the way? Are you guys just out here kind of growing the network for the app and just soaking it in, you know, soaking it all in as a first-time Sun and Funner?
Yeah, we're trying to increase our the GA community messaging capabilities of this app. So we're trying to get the word out there. It's fairly new. Get people to subscribe and help each other out. So, like me, so I'm very familiar with the local Dayton airport. So I've picked 3 Dayton airports in the area, and to say, hey, if you have any questions, you can message me. I'm very familiar with these 3 airports in the local area. So if anyone needs any resources or assistance, I'm nearby. I can help them out whenever they need them.
Nice. Dennis, I know you've looked it over quite a bit. What's the standout? Other than it's not, you said it was not a true social app. It's really like bringing experts, aviation experts together, right?
That's exactly it. You're not trying to put posts out there and, you know, have stuff out on your wall. Instead, it's more of a targeted one-on-one interaction. You know, if you were to have a maintenance problem, you know, you could reach out and say, hey, who's a mechanic that could help, you know, on this problem? You know, not every airport has got a fully manned 24/7 FBO, but there might be some guy that works out of his hangar that, you know, takes care of problems for the locals. And so this would be a way to find that resource when you're stranded. So I think it could be, you know, very valuable to pilots as if, you know, going around the country and being more self-sufficient. Maybe finding those hidden gems on the airport. Hey, there's a museum here. Did you even know it existed? You know, that might be something cool to check out. So I think...
Right. I have a Mooney 201. I'm flying into the Dayton area, and I'd prefer to find a fellow Mooneyac to assist me. I could trust them more. Or I know to look a little bit more slant-eyed at them. I don't know. Which one is it?
Yeah, it's the more slant-eyed look we're going to get.
Yeah. So there's a little social element there. You know, bring your aviation friends together and that kind of stuff. So you're talking about, what is the main thing at the Dayton Airport? What should you look out for? Is there anything you can tell us? And even though we don't have the app pulled up at the moment, or what do you think there, Jesse?
Yeah, I think the Air Force Museum is kind of the big thing to go there.
They got a lot of history up in that neck of the woods, don't they?
Yeah, the Wright brothers are from around there, so there's a lot of museums. Carillon Park, Wright B Flyers up there. There's just lots of heritage from the beginning of aviation is in Dayton.
Right. Well, we got red, white, and blue for 52 here for Sun and Fun, 52nd year of Sun and Fun. What's caught your eye? You're gonna lock into that Mooney? Or are you seeing some other planes like, well, maybe I could be convinced to go with something else? Or is it too early in the process?
Yeah, I'm locked into the Mooney if my friends are listening. So
there you go.
They're relying on me, I think, right now. So.
Right. But there's plenty.
Invested.
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff you could get for that Mooney, though. Has any of that stuff caught your eye walking the aisles and the hangars here at Sun and Fun?
Yeah, right now. So the Lycoming engine's an overhaul, and we're doing a panel upgrade as soon as the engine's back. So I've been scoping out some of the Dynon, Garmin, GPS aviation boots, and trying to get some avionics clues and panel rebuild.
Right. And so you got how many people are you going to do with this buy-in, or do you care to say? Is that something you got to stay in your little click on the app?
No. There's 2 guys that own it right now, so I would be the 3rd owner.
Okay. So you're going to have a 3-way ownership thing, and it's going through overhaul, and then once they do that, you're going to buy in.
Correct. Yeah. Once it passes through the overhaul and everything looks good, I'm going to buy into it.
I'll tell you, Dennis loves his. That's what you tell me constantly.
Yeah, 155 knots on like 11 gallons an hour. You know, very reliable airplane, easy to work on, very inexpensive annuals. I've gone through a lot of what you have. I put a new engine in it 5 years ago now. I've got 500 hours on that already. Had to upgrade the avionics. I put in Avidyne, which I'm very, very happy with that decision. Yeah, those you're heading on the right path. Look at what's out there. Garmin makes great products. Avidyne does as well. Avidyne plays well with the Dynon, so you could have a very nice adaptable and modular glass panel system.
Well, see, he's done all the work, Jesse.
Yeah, yeah.
And
right.
Now he's on the fly like a local app.
Yeah, exactly.
And you guys can connect, get first-hand stuff of what you need to know for that overhaul, that Mooney.
Yeah, this is the knowledge we're looking for, and this app gives us a platform to do that.
We got more coming up from Sun and Fun 2026 in Lakeland, Florida. Next, stay close to Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need an escape from reality for a while? Your favorite scuba action star, Mike Scott, is back in an all-new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From the brilliant mind of author Eric Douglas comes the thriller that started it all. Listen as Mike unravels the death of a girl, the protest of new development, and the systemic destruction of coral reefs, all against the stunning backdrop of Grand Cayman Island. This one's got it all. Submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface. When he was ready and completely relaxed, he wrapped his arms through the straps of the sea cushion and gently slid into the water.
Dive back into adventure with Cayman Cowboys. Also available, Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lion Fish. Download all five audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.